A PG-14 Jay Country 101 weather update. Clear skies tonight with temperatures in the mid-50s. A mostly sunny day on Friday, high tomorrow in the low 80s, with partly cloudy skies on Friday night, low in the low 60s. Partly sunny day Saturday with a 30% chance of rain in the afternoon, high Saturday in the low 80s. Showers are likely Sunday, possibly a thunderstorm, high on Sunday in the upper 70s. And on Monday, partly sunny and cooler with a 40% chance of rain, high Monday in the low 70s. Once again for tonight, clear skies with temperatures in the mid-50s. Thanks for listening to PG-14 Jay Country 101.
Thanks for spending your day with the best in stereo country music. This is Jay Country 101.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, the trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost. So I'm looking. Feels good, about time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head, got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies, maybe the great soft plains of the hills of Kentucky, maybe north, maybe south. I don't care as long as it's now. So long, for it was sunny. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say I wouldn't, I can't say I wouldn't. If I don't come back, don't come a-looking. Gonna get down tonight, come on. If you're looking for a real good time, come on. If you kinda wanna lose your mind. So long, four-wheel sun. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say a word and I can't say a word. And if I don't come back, don't come looking. So
Porter got the kill from the middle hitting spot. She will leave the game now, and coming in for the Versailles Lady Tigers is Mia Eversole. Mia serves. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp passing to the middle. Tegan Fortkamp free balls it over. Here's the set for Versailles. The hit back to Fort Recovery, played by Mara Pearson. Mollenkamp to Pearson. Pearson back to Versailles. Dug out by Kristen Baumholt. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And Follenkamp hits it over on the second hit. Now Versailles hits it back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson dinks it over and got the kill. Farrah Pearson picks up the kill. Another service point for Fort Recovery. Actually side out here. 8-4 now, and Mara Pearson goes back to serve her first time tonight. Good serve. Here's Versailles on the set. Back to Fort Recovery. Passing to Mollenkamp, who will set for Sage Luthold. Here's the set for Versailles. The hit, and it's out of bounds. Cassie Baumholt hit that out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. And Versailles calls timeout. Fort Recovery is launched into a 9-4 lead here in the first game of this Fort Recovery Versailles matchup here. Things going pretty well for Fort Recovery right now. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this from our friends at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery and Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana.
Hi, this is Jerry Calp of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Calp Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at Versailles, Rob Weaver with the broadcast. Versailles and Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson will serve. And here comes the serve. It's dug out by Versailles, but into the net. So point for Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson picks up the service point. Will serve again. Versailles back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp to Bupp. Here's the hit back over by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the set by Versailles. And back over to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and it's off of Kennedy and on to the floor. So side out, Versailles. Going back to serve now for the Lady Tigers is Lexi Magato. Lexi Magato serving. Good serve, dug out by Audra Bupp. To Kennedy Mollenkamp. She will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Outside hit, played by Versailles. Here's the dink over and the kill for Versailles' Taylor Wagner. That's Wagner's first kill. Makes it 10-6. Serving again is Lexi Magato. Good serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set. Here's the hit back over to Versailles and a kill for Allison Fullenkamp of Fort Recovery. Side out, Lady Indians. It's now 11-6. Again, Fort Recovery won the JV matchup 2-0. They were close ones, 26-24, 27-25. Both of them going to overtime. Here's a hit by Versailles, a block. Looks like it was Allison Fullenkamp maybe getting the block there for Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp will serve once again. Serve is good, dug out by Versailles. Here's the set, the hit, and it's a kill for Versailles off the block. Getting the kill there was Tori Tyo, T-Y-O. Side out Versailles, going back to serve now for the Lady Tigers. And it's to Tegan Fortkamp, to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Klingshern. Here's the hit to Versailles, a block, and it goes to Versailles. Hitting it off the block and out of bounds was Kristen Baumholt, so she gets credit for a kill there. Here's the next serve by Versailles. Tegan Fortkamp dug it out. It goes all the way over the net, and Versailles ends up not being able to return it. That was a break there. Tessa Stammen had been serving there for Versailles. Now side out to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will serve. It's a good serve, dug out. Here's the set. The hit back over and a smash. And a kill for Kristen Baumholt. 13-9 now. Now going back to serve for Versailles, we have Bren Briscoe serving. Good serve. Back over to Versailles by Fort Recovery. Here's the dig by Versailles. Hits it over. Back to Versailles. Here's the set, the smash. Played by Fort Recovery's Paige Guggenbiller. Versailles on the smash. And they get the kill. And it's Kristen Baumholt. She seems to be the active hitter now for Versailles. Doing this service here is Bren Briscoe. She'll serve again. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fort Kemp. Here's Faith Wendell setting for Paige Guggenbiller. Back to Versailles. Here's the set by Briscoe. Back over to Fort Recovery. And Klingshern smashes it back over. Here's a hit by Versailles. Is it in? Yep. A kill for Haley Porter, her second kill of the night. That makes it 13-11 now. 2-point lead here for Fort Recovery. Good serve there. Here's the smash by Paige Guggenbiller. And a battle at the net. And Versailles ends up with the kill. I think that was Kristen Baumholt again. Fort Recovery calls timeout. The lead has shriveled to 1 point. 13-12. Fort Recovery leads over Versailles. We'll be back in just a moment. We're in the first game of five, maybe. We'll see. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at Versailles High School. We might have worldwide listeners tonight. I don't know. I don't know if Lori Kalp is listening. I think Lori is still abroad. Her granddaughters are playing here tonight for Versailles. Brooke Briscoe and Bren Briscoe. Those are Jackie's daughters. Here we go with the serve by Bren Briscoe. A good serve. Hit back by Tegan Fortkamp. A battle at the net. Here's the set by Versailles. The smash. And there is a kill again for Kristen Baumholt. That is her fifth of the night. He is quite an outside hitter for Versailles. We're tied up at 13-13 now. Back to serve again is Bren Briscoe. Good serve. Here's Faith Wendell setting for Klingshern, who just free balls it over. A smash by Versailles, a block by Fort Recovery at the net. Here's a hit over by Baumholtz. Back to Versailles, and they're going to call an illegal hit on Fort Recovery, give the point to Versailles, and that gives Versailles the lead, 14-13. Another service point for Bren Briscoe. Briscoe will serve again. It's dug out by Paige Guggenbiller. Here's the set, a smash, blocked by Versailles, back to Fort Recovery. Klingshern on a smash and mishit it. Klingshern couldn't get it over. Another service point for Bren Briscoe. I think she's had five in a row here. Or four in a row at least. 15-13. Versailles by two. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Faith Wendell to Klingshern. Klingshern on the hit back over. Here's the set for Versailles. Back to Fort Recovery. Back to Versailles. The set. Look out. Baumholt hits it and got the kill. Kristen Baumholt with her sixth kill of the night. Fort Recovery calls timeout again as the Lady Indians can't stop the bleeding here. It is 16-13. Versailles leads by three right now. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 right after we pause for this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride. pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Four recoveries, not been able to get Mara Pearson in the offense tonight at all, and she's their best hitter, what I would consider to be their best hitter. Here we go with the serve from Bren Briscoe. It is too long and finally ends the run by Versailles, and Bren does it to herself by hitting it too long, service error. And back to service, Tegan Fortkamp for Fort Recovery. 16-14 now, two-point lead for Versailles. Good serve. Here's the set for Versailles, the outside hit, and a kill for Taylor Wagner. Wagner gets her second kill of the night, and that makes it a three-point lead again at 17-14. Versailles on top. And going back to serve is the libero, Brooke Briscoe, for the Lady Tigers. Brooke Briscoe's serve is good. Faith Wendell will set. For Klingshern. Klingshern on the smash and got the kill as that went off of the fist of Brooke Briscoe. So give a kill there to Grace Klingshern. I think that's her first one of the night. Keep in mind, my statistics are always unofficial. Now serving is Klingshern for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's the set at the net for Versailles. The smash by the outside hitter. Bomb hold. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's Tegan Fortkamp. Deep hit. Versailles will set again. Here's a block by Mara Pearson of Fort Recovery. Point Fort Recovery. Blocked by Mara Pearson. 17-16 now. The lead is down to one. Klingshern picks up a service point there, and she will serve again. Serve is good by Grace, dug out by Tessa Stammen. Here's a smash back over to Fort Recovery, and it's a kill. I'm not sure who that was, so I'm not going to mark that down, but it was obviously a Fort Recovery miscue there. Here's the next serve by Versailles. Faith Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. There's Pearson on the hit. Good hit played by Versailles. The smash back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp deep hit. Here's a set for Versailles. And we got an illegal hit on Versailles. They call it a double hit on one of the Lady Tigers. So side out Fort Recovery. It's only a one-point lead now, 18-17. Versailles by one. And going back to serve for the Lady Indians is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Good serve. Here's the set for Versailles. Saving it was Cassie Baumholt. Back to Fort Recovery, now to Versailles. Here's the set by Briscoe, the smash. Played by Fort Recovery. Back to Versailles. Here's the set again, another smash. Off of Tegan Fortkamp. And I believe they're going to call a double hit on Versailles there. Ouch. That was a tough call. Looked like a good play by Tori Tayo to me. So give the point to Fort Recovery. And that will tie it up, 18-18. Mullenkamp serving again. And a point to Versailles as they got a kill there. And I didn't catch who it was, but went through the block of Fort Recovery down on the Fort Recovery side. Point for sales, and that gives the Lady Tigers a one-point lead at 19-18. Now here's Mia Eversole serving for Versailles. Mia's serve is to Audra Bupp, who digs it out. Kennedy Mullenkamp tried to save it and couldn't, and it's a point for Versailles. That's Eversole's first service point of the evening. Makes it 20-18, a two-point lead for Versailles here. Here's the next serve by Eversole. Good. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for Sage Luthold. They're going to call a double hit on Kennedy Mullenkamp. Boy, those are tough calls. I've expressed this to you before. A lot of those double hits, I just don't see them. Eversole will serve again, dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp. Sage Luthold will free ball it over. Here's the set for Versailles, the smash played by Versailles. Here's the hit back over by Versailles, but out of bounds by Kristen Baumholtz. Now she's probably there. Oh, no, they say it was tipped. They say Fort Recovery tipped it, so give Baumholtz the kill. Makes it 22-18 now. Eversole will serve again. Fort Recovery's Mara Pearson tried to hit it over from the deep range, and it hits the net and goes down on the floor. Point Versailles. 23-18 now. Eversole picks up another service point, and we're in deep trouble here now. Mia Eversole bounces the volleyball. Here comes the serve. Good serve. Dug out by Klingsherm, but out of bounds. It's now 24-18. Another service point for Mia Eversole. Fort Recovery had the lead at one time in this game, but it has gone away. Last half of this game has been pretty much all Versailles. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. There's a nice hit played by Versailles. Here's the set for the Lady Tigers. Back to Fort Recovery. Klingsherm will set. Smashed by Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan gets the kill, keeping Fort Recovery's hopes alive. I only have Fort Recovery with five kills on the whole game, which shows you how tough it's been. Mara Pearson serving, 24-19 the score. Good serve. Versailles able to save it. They free ball it back. Audra Bupp will pass to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who will set for Allison Fullenkamp, and Allison gets the kill. Her second kill of the game. Another service point for Mara Pearson. It's now 24-20. Fort Recovery making a little run here. Here's the set by Briscoe, the smash, and a block by Allison Fullenkamp. 24-21. It's only a three-point lead now. Fort Recovery hanging in there. Pearson's serve is good again. Dug out by Brooke Briscoe. They hit back over to Fort Recovery. And it is another point for Fort Recovery. Apparently that was hit out of bounds by Versailles. Mara Pearson goes back to serve again, 24-22. Good serve again. Here's the set. The hit back over. A block by Allison Fullenkamp. Wow. Allison Fullenkamp gets a block, and it makes it 24-23. Fort Recovery only down by one. Mara Pearson again. Another good serve. Here we go. There's the dink back over. Saved by Audra Bupp. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp, who dings it over. Versailles plays it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp setting for Tegan Fortkamp, and she got the kill right down the line, and that ties it up. Tegan Fortkamp, a smash right down the line, and that ties it up. I think Pearson has six straight points here to tie it up at 24-24. Pearson serves again, dug out by Versailles. Here's the set for the Lady Tigers. The hit over to Audra Bupp. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery by Bryn Briscoe. Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp back to Versailles. Versailles in a little trouble. Brooke Briscoe free balls it over. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. The hit over. Versailles now on the set, the smash. And there's the kill. Finally, they broke the Mara Pearson serve. Tori Tayo gets a kill right down the line, and that gives Versailles a one-point lead, 25-24. Going back to serve the game point here is going to be Lexi Magato. Good serve dug out by Buck, but nobody can play it. Oh, nobody could play it. And the score ends 26-24. Versailles wins the first game in a heartbreaker for Fort Recovery. They had such a great comeback there with six straight service points by Mara Pearson, but it wasn't enough. Versailles 26, Fort Recovery 24. We've finished game one. Stay tuned for game two coming up.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Versailles High School, home of the Lady Tigers. MAC conference matchup going on here, and Versailles won the first game 26-24. They had a nice 24-18 lead. Fort Recovery came charging back, tied it up at 24-24. But that is all they could do as Versailles won the last couple of points to win the game number one. So we had the game two here. Rob Weaver here at Versailles High School. Our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly at the radio station, and Ava Shane is the studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight, as you're listening to both the radio station and or FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Good serve by Versailles on the first serve. There's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan ends up getting a kill, giving Fort Recovery the early lead here, 1-0, and it's going to be Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp doing the serving. Good serve dug out by Tessa Stammen. Here's the dink over by Versailles. Faith Wendell saves it back to Versailles. Here's a hit and a kill by Versailles. Taylor Wagner picks up her third kill of the evening. That makes it now 1-1. We're all tied up. Next serve for Versailles, dug out by Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set for Paige Guggenbiller. Versailles plays it, dinks it over. Audra Bupp will set. Here's Mara Pearson on the hit over. Here's the set by Brooke Briscoe. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Mara hits it to Brooke Briscoe. Briscoe passes it. Back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell. And there is Tegan Fortkamp hitting it over on a free ball. There's a smash and the kill for Haley Porter of Versailles. 2-1. By the way, serving is Bryn Briscoe here for Versailles. She had a nice service run in the first game to help Versailles to the victory. Audra Bupp free balls it back over to Versailles. Here's a smash. Block at the net. Versailles plays it. Here's a smash and a block at the net. Versailles plays it again. Here's another smash and a block at the net, but it goes out of bounds. So give the kill there to Haley Porter. Mara Pearson blocked it, but unfortunately, It went out of bounds. Good serve here. Faith Wendell. And Omar Pearson saves it, but it goes out of bounds. Point Versailles. Continuing her serve here is Bryn Briscoe. She's picked up a couple of more points. Good serve there. Audra Bupp to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Mara Pearson, outside hitter. Cross-court smash played by Versailles. And getting the kill for Versailles was Kirsten Baumholtz. Kirsten Baumholtz. And timeout is called by Fort Recovery as Versailles has taken a 5-1 lead. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versailles comes in with a 6-2 record on the year. Fort Recovery's 3-5. Both teams are 0-1 in the MAC, so somebody's going to walk away with their first MAC win of the season here tonight. Bryn Briscoe will continue her serve here. 5-1 lead for Versailles. Briscoe's serve is good. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Faith Wendell, who will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson back to Versailles. Here's the set for Versailles. The smash and the kill. Haley Porter. That was tipped by Fort Recovery. Haley Porter gets the kill. Briscoe will serve again. Audra Bupp can't play it. Ace serve for Bryn Briscoe. She's had quite a night. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 11 service points for her already, and we're early in the second game. Bryn Briscoe serves again. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to the net, and she hit it too far to the net because waiting on it was Taylor Wagner, who tips it over for a kill on the Fort Recovery side. Another service point for Bryn Briscoe. I'm going to run out of room here. Bryn will serve again. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's Faith Wendell to Grace Klingshern. Klingshern on the hit over. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery by Baumholt. Faith Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Hits it over. They're going to call a double hit on Tegan Fortkamp. That one I saw. I would agree to that one. It's another service point for Bryn Briscoe, which gives her a total of 13 on the night already. It's 9-1. Versailles leading by 8. Timeout. Fort Recovery's coach Travis Guggenbiller will be back in just a moment.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, here we go with, once again, Bryn Briscoe serving again. She has been this perfect tonight. Again, she's the daughter of Jackie Kalp Briscoe, granddaughter of Jerry and Lori. Good serve again. Here's the hit back by Fort Recovery by Paige Guggenbiller, and they're going to say she got the kill. So that stops the run by Bryn Briscoe. Paige Guggenbiller gets her first kill of the night. And this will send Grace Klingshern to the service line for Fort Recovery. A smash back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell free balls it over to Versailles. Here's the set. The outside hit played by Fort Recovery, or played by Versailles after the block. And the hit over by Versailles' Kirsten Baumholt goes out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Klingshern picks up a service point. And this serve is too long. 10-3 now. Versailles leads by 7. Gotta clean up the floor here. Some perspiration on the floor. Brooke Briscoe back to serve now. She is a junior, and Bryn Briscoe is a senior for the Lady Tigers. So Brooke at 5-4 will serve. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's a battle at the net. And it's out of bounds off of Versailles. I think actually Paige Guggenbiller got credit for that kill. So going back to serve now for Fort Recovery is Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla Heitkamp, who's been getting some minutes lately, will serve. Good serve. Here's the set by Bryn Briscoe. Smash by Versailles, blocked by Fort Recovery. And another smash by Versailles. This time it's a kill by Haley Porter. For her, that is kill number 6 on the night. Side out to the Lady Tigers. They lead 11-4. Serve now by Baumholt. Good serve. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Hit back to Fort Recovery, but out of bounds. Tori Tayo hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. Mara Pearson will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. 11-5. Versailles by 6 here in game 2. Versailles won the first game 26-24. And Fort Recovery had a miscue there. Mara Pearson and Tegan Fortkamp were kind of there together, and each one of them thought the other one was going to play it, and nobody did. So side out Versailles. Back to serve here is Mia Eversole. She had 5 service points in that first game tonight. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's the set by Heitkamp. And we got a block by Versailles. Yep, a block by Versailles. I believe that was Cassie Baumholt who had the block. Service point there for Mia Eversole. She will serve again. And it's in the net. Service error. That helps out Fort Recovery. And Audra Bupp will go back to serve. She's a very excellent server. 13-6. Lead is 7 now for Versailles. Good serve. Here's the set for the Lady Tigers. Hit back to Fort Recovery by Cassie Baumholtz. Here's the smash. And the kill by Grace Klingshern. Klingshern gets her second kill of the night. And that cuts the lead to 13-7. There's still plenty of time for the Lady Indians to get back in this game. Again, they lost the first game 26-24. And it's going to be, saved by Versailles. But, they say it hit the antenna, I believe, on the playback. So, point Fort Recovery. It's now 13-8. Audra Bupp will serve again. Good serve, dug out by Briscoe. Here's a smash. And what are they going to call there? They say the block by Fort Recovery went out of bounds. So Versailles got credit for the point. Going back to serve now is Lexi Magato. Ace serve off of Audra Bupp. Audra just couldn't get any elevation on the dig there. So an ace serve for Magato. She'll serve again. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's the set by Heitkamp to Grace Klingshern. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And Fortkamp on the smash. And got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with her fourth kill of the evening. Going back to serve now is going to be for the Lady Indians here, Faith Wendell. Wendell's serve is a good one. Here's the set for Versailles, and they mishit it. Hitting error for Versailles, and that's going to be a point, Lady Indians. And that is hard to believe, but that's the first service point tonight for Faith Wendell. She usually has several by now. Good serve again. Versailles dings it over. Here's Mara Pearson on the hit back to Versailles. And they say it's in for Bren Briscoe. She gets a kill. That's her third kill of the night. As Bren actually hit it over on the second hit instead of waiting for the third hit. And caught Fort Recovery napping there and got the point. Now back to serve is Tessa Stammen. Stammen's serve is good. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Audra Buff. Back to Fortkamp. Fortkamp on the spike over. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Buff digs it out to Wendell. Here's a smash by Klingshern. Versailles plays it, and a block at the net by Paige Guggenbiller. Versailles keeps it alive, but they hit it out of bounds. I'm going to go ahead and give Paige credit for that block, Paige Guggenbiller. Side out Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp serving. 16 to 11. Only a 5-point lead, but ouch. Oh, no. You know what happened. Service error for Fort Recovery. Over the end line by a bunch. Now back to serve is Bren Briscoe. Bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. Good serve. Dug out by Audra Buff. Faith Wendell will set for Paige Guggenbiller. Hits it over. They're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. Give Bren Briscoe another service point. So far, she has 14 on the night. Amazing for Bren Briscoe. Good serve there. Mara Pearson to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Mara Pearson, and Mara hits it through a Versailles block and gets a point. Kill for Mara Pearson. That's her third of the night. Now going back to serve for Fort Recovery is Grace Klingshern. Good serve. Here's the outside hit and the kill. Nope, hit it out of bounds. Haley Porter, I thought she had a kill there, but she hit it too far off to the side and out of bounds. Klingshern gets another service point. It's now 18 to 13. Versailles by five. A block by Allison Fullenkamp in the middle hitting position. That is her fourth block of the evening. She had a bunch of blocks on Saturday when the Lady Indians played in the St. Henry Invitational. Oh, service error on Grace Klingshern. So here is Brooke Briscoe back to serve for Versailles. Good serve and a serve. Off the fist of Tegan Fortkamp, she couldn't play it. So an ace serve for Brooke Briscoe. That's her first ace serve of the night. Another good serve, Tegan Fortkamp to Faith Wendell. Back to Audra Buff. Audra Buff has to free ball it over. Here's the set by Bren Briscoe. And the kill. Kirsten Baumholt gets the kill. Another service point for Brooke Briscoe. And makes it 21 to 14 now. Versailles getting close to closing this out. And here's a Brooke Briscoe service error over the end line. That was very close. So back to serve for the Lady Indians now will be Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla's only a sophomore. She hasn't played all that much, but she has lately. She's played more minutes lately. Good serve there. Dug out by Versailles to the net. Back to Versailles. And there is a block by, I'm just going to say it's a kill, by Allison Fullenkamp of Fort Recovery. Cuts the lead to 5, 21-16. Serving again is Kayla Heitkamp. Good serve. Here's the set, and there is Brooke Briscoe back to Fort Recovery. Allison Follenkamp back to Versailles. Here's a smash played by Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson hits it back over. Here's the hit by Versailles to Tegan Forkamp. Heidkamp, here's a smash by Forkamp. Deep to Versailles. Versailles plays it. And there's a cross-court hit. They say it's in. Ooh, that was pretty close. They say that was in by Kirsten Baumholt. Give her another kill. That gives her 10 on the night. Give a service point to, well, no, it's side out. Side out, Kirsten Baumholt will be serving. Dug out by Mara Pearson. And Pearson tries to hit it back over after a set by Heitkamp, but can't get it over. 23-16. This game is just about over. Kirsten Baumholt serving again. Lady Indians need a big run here. Need a stop right here. Here's the serve by Kirsten Baumholt. Good serve, dug out. Heitkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the smash, played by Versailles. Here's the set for Versailles. And they say it's out of bounds. Hit there was by Haley Porter, but they say she hit it out of bounds. So Mara Pearson will go back and serve now for Fort Recovery. That helped. Here's the serve. Dug out by Versailles, back to Fort Recovery, and there's the kill. That was Kirsten Baumholt, another kill. Makes it 24-17. And this is game point right here. Mia Eversole will serve the game point for Versailles Lady Tigers. Here they go. Dug out by Mara Pearson to Heitkamp. Here's Tegan Forkamp hitting it over, and they're going to say Tegan hit the antenna, which is out of bounds. And that is a point for Versailles. And that will end the game 25-17. Versailles fairly easily wins game two after a real struggle in the first game. They lead 2-0 now over our Lady Indians. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kaup Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, here we go. Fort Recovery has to win game three or this match is over. Again, Fort Recovery won the JV match tonight. They were two close games, 26-24 and 27-25. Both of them went into overtime, both with Fort Recovery victories. And there's an ace serve for Fort Recovery as Versailles can't play it. It goes out of bounds off the dig. So give Faith Wendell a service point. She will serve again. Dug out by Versailles, and there's going to be, they're going to say Versailles was in the net. So another point for Faith Wendell. Faith is one of our seniors, along with Allison Fullenkamp, Grace Klingshern, and Audra Bupp. Good serve there off of Faith Wendell. Oh, saved by Paige Guggenbiller, but Grace Klingshern hits it out of bounds. So side out Versailles, and going back to serve now is Bryn Briscoe. 14 service points already tonight, and we're only in the start of the third game. And there is a service ace for Bryn Briscoe. Tegan Fortkamp couldn't quite get there. It is only her second ace of the 15 points now that she has. Bryn will serve again. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Faith Wendell will set for Grace Klingshern, who dinks it over. Played by Versailles. The hit back by Baumholt. A block by Fort Recovery. And Baumholt's smash goes off of Fort Recovery and out of bounds. So it's a kill for, again, Kirsten Baumholt. Another one for her. She has 12 now. Here's an ace serve again. Bryn Briscoe's having a big night tonight. 16 service points for her and three aces. Here's the serve again. Another ace. Three ace serves in a row for Bryn Briscoe, and that's really unusual in high school volleyball. She gets a fourth one here, and it'll be really unusual. 5-2, Versailles leads by three. Good serve this time. Not an ace serve this time. Faith Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp, who hits it back to Versailles. Here's the set, the smash by Porter, and it goes out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp goes back to serve now. Tegan has four kills on the night, but does not have any service points yet. And there's one. There's an ace right in the back corner. Tegan Fortkamp gets a service ace. Makes it 5-4. It's only a one-point lead for Versailles. Again, Fort Recovery has to win this game to stay alive. Here's Fortkamp's serve. Dug out. And they can't make the return. I'm going to call that an ace. 5-5, all tied up. Tegan Fortkamp goes back to serve again. Another serve. Is it on? Nope, they say it went out. Just barely out on the sideline. Service error. That'll send Brooke Briscoe back to the service line. Side out Versailles. Here's a serve by Briscoe. Dug out by Fort Recovery to Klingshern. Here's Paige Guggenbiller dinking it over. Here's the set. The smash by Baumholt of Versailles, played by Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp on a smash, a battle at the net. And they're going to say Fort Recovery did not hit it over. Four hits on Fort Recovery. So it's another service point for Brooke Briscoe. Serves again. Gets in for an ace. Ace serve for Brooke Briscoe. She watches what her sister did a moment ago. Her sister had three straight aces. 8-5. Here's another serve. This just barely gets over the net. Played by Guggenbiller, but she can't make the play. I'm going to go ahead and give her an ace on that one. It was a let serve, which is hard to play, and it's a point for Versailles. Not an ace this time. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson. Back to Versailles. Nice play. Here's Bryn Briscoe. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Faith Wendell. The hit back over to Versailles and out of bounds. Off of Grace Klingshern. Another service point for Brooke Briscoe. She's had about four in a row here. Another service point up. This one is a service error this time. Stops the string. 10-6. Versailles leads by four here in game number three. They have already won the first two games, 26-24 and 25-17. Here's the serve by Fort Recovery by Callie Wendell, who's in the lineup now. And a smash by Versailles and a point. Callie Wendell in the lineup now for Fort Recovery. Callie is a junior. Back to serve, Kristen Baumholt, or Kirsten Baumholt. Good serve. Smash by Allison Fullenkamp, and Versailles can't play it. Kill for Allison Fullenkamp. And for her tonight, that is kill number four. She also has four blocks. So she's been contributing a lot to the team lately. Four blocks, four kills. That's pretty good right there. Point Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve now for the Lady Indians. 11-7, Versailles by four. Here's a smash by Versailles. Back to Kennedy Mullenkamp. To Tegan Fortkamp. Now to Mara Pearson. Pearson, the hit back over. Here's the hit by Versailles. Back to Fort Recovery by Tayo. Here's the dink back over by Fullenkamp. Versailles will set the smash by Taylor, or by Porter, rather. Played by Fort Recovery to Versailles, and Versailles gets the point. That makes it now 12-7. Again, Fort Recovery trailing 2-0. They lost the first game 26-24, lost the second game 25-17. They are now trailing here in game three, 12-7. Dug out by Fort Recovery on the serve. Tegan Fortkamp will free ball it over. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson on the hit. Versailles can't play it. Give Mara Pearson the kill. And for Mara this evening, that is her fourth kill of the evening. And Mara will go back to serve. Good serve. Dug out by Versailles. Bryn Briscoe to Tayo. Tayo hits it back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell plays it. Here's Mara Pearson. Deep hit back over. Battle at the net. And there is a kill for Versailles. Cassie Baumholt gets the kill. 13-8. Fort Recovery down by five. Side out to Versailles, and going back to serve is going to be Lexi Magato. Magato serving here. Good serve. Here's Tegan Fortkamp passing to Kennedy Mullenkamp, who sets for Tegan, and Tegan got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp gets a kill. Side out for Recovery. And Audra Bupp will go in to serve. 13-9 score. A four-point lead for Versailles. Bupp's serve is a good one. Here's the pass to the net. Brooke Briscoe hits it back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Grace Klingshern back to Versailles. Bryn Briscoe back to Fort Recovery. And Audra Bupp plays it nicely. Smashed by Klingshern. Battle at the net. And Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp cannot hit it back over. Side out Versailles. Going back to serve now is Tessa Stammen for Versailles. Versailles leads by five, 14-9. And it's a good serve. Tegan Fortkamp to Bupp. Bupp will set, free balling it back over. Tegan Fortkamp at the net. Here's the set and the smash by Baumholt. And a block by Tegan Fortkamp. And Point, Fort Recovery. Side out, Fort Recovery. That is her first block of the night. Tegan does have five kills on the evening so far. Here's Faith Wendell serving now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's a set. Two bomb hold blocked by Paige Guggenbiller back to Fort Recovery. Buff will pass to Wendell. Wendell will set for Paige Guggenbiller. A battle at the net. Faith Wendell hits it back to Versailles. Here's the set by Bryn Briscoe to Baumholt, and a block by Paige Guggenbiller. Paige Guggenbiller gets her second block of the evening. That makes it now 14-11. Lady Indians coming back here. Faith Wendell will serve again. At the net, hitting back over to Versailles. Here's Baumholt hitting it back to Fort Recovery, hits it out of bounds. Another point for Faith Wendell. It's now 14-12, down to a two-point lead. Fort Recovery making a charge here. Good serve by Faith Wendell. Versailles in trouble. They free ball it back. Faith Wendell will pass to Audra Bupp, who will set. Here's the hit by Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan got the kill. Give Audra Bupp the assists. Kill number six for Tegan. Another service point for Faith Wendell. 14-13, only a one-point lead for Versailles, and the ace serve for Faith Wendell. And we have a tie game here, 14-14. Faith Wendell will serve again. This time dug out by Versailles. Bryn Briscoe will set for Baumholt, and Baumholt doesn't get the kill, and it goes back over to Versailles. What are they going to call here? They said that Fort Recovery did not dig it out on their side a moment ago, so it was a point for Versailles. Side out Versailles. Here's Bryn Briscoe serving. Good serve. Tegan Fortkamp to Faith Wendell to Tegan. Tegan hits it back over and hits it out of bounds. Nope, she did not. She got it inbounds. Tegan Fortkamp with a kill. That gives her a total of seven kills on the night. Point Fort Recovery. We're tied up again at 15-15. Tegan Fortkamp on the serve. Here's the pass to the net by Versailles over to Fort Recovery. A battle at the net. Fort Recovery cannot make the return. And Brooke Briscoe will be serving now on side out for Versailles. Versailles leads by one, 16-15. Brooke Briscoe on the serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Paige Guggenbiller to Klingshern. Klingshern hits it back to Versailles. Back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson to Versailles. Versailles keeps it alive. Here's Brooke Briscoe freeballing it over. Faith Wendell will set for the Lady Indians to Klingshern. Klingshern on the smash. Played by Versailles. And there is Kirsten Baumholt getting another kill. Kill number 13 for her. Brooke Briscoe picks up the service point. And Brooke will serve. And timeout for recovery. Lady Indians down by two. 17-15 here in the third game with Versailles leading 2-0. We'll be back in a moment.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Appreciate our sponsors of our broadcast, including Cooper Farms, along with Cal Pharmacy, Wayne Oil, St. Henry Bank, and Hall Brothers Incorporated. If you'd like to be a sponsor of Fort Recovery Sports, just give our radio station a call at 260-726-8780. We'll be happy to fix you up as a sponsor of Fort Recovery Sports. Service out of bounds this time by Brooke Briscoe. So maybe the timeout paid off there for Coach Travis Guggenbiller. That cuts the lead to one, 17-16 on the service here. Fort Recovery down by one. Now going back to serve for the Lady Indians here is Callie Wendell. Good serve. Smash by Versailles, but out of bounds. I believe that was Haley Porter on the blast, but it was out of bounds. So give Callie Wendell her first service point of the night. She will serve again. Good serve. Here's the pass, the set, and the hit by Baumholt, and she didn't hit it over. Kirsten Baumholt did not get it over the net on the hit there. Another point for Callie Wendell. And Fort Recovery's actually taken the lead now, 18-17. 18-17, Lady Indians on top. Another good serve, a blast at the net, and a block for Klingshern. Correction, block for Follenkamp. Allison Follenkamp picks up the block, and timeout Versailles. Fort Recovery's taking a two-point lead, 19-17 on the block there by Allison Follenkamp. We'll be back in a moment.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at the beautiful Versailles High School Gymnasium, home of the Tigers. And the Lady Tigers are leading Fort Recovery 2-0 so far in this match. But Fort Recovery has the lead here in game three, 19-17. Another good serve by Callie Wendell. Back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit, played by Bryn Briscoe. Here's the outside dink. A block at the net by Fort Recovery. Again, a set again, and they're not able to get it over. As Haley Porter played that, she couldn't get it over. Another service point for Callie Wendell. She's been on quite a run here, 20-17. Lady Indians up by three. Smash and a block by Mara Pearson, but it goes out of bounds. Point Versailles. Pearson with the block, but on the block, the ball deflected out of bounds, and that is a point for Versailles. And now back to serve is Kirsten Baumholtz. Good serve dug out by Tegan Forkamp. Faith Wendell on the set. Here's the smash by Allison Follenkamp, played by Versailles. Dinking it back over is Porter. Faith Wendell will pass to Tegan Forkamp. Forkamp back to Versailles. Here's Tayo. Hits it right at Tegan Forkamp. Mara Pearson to Paige Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller free balls it over. Here's Tayo again, and she got the kill. That deflected off of one of the Lady Indians and went out of bounds, but since it was a deflection, Tayo gets the kill, and that's her third kill of the night. And 20-19, Fort Recovery leads by one, and now here's the next serve for Versailles. It's a good serve. Mara Pearson plays it back to Versailles. They're in trouble. They can't get it over. I think I'm going to go ahead and give Mara a kill on that one. Be a generous scorekeeper. Makes it 21-19, Lady Indians by two. If Fort Recovery wins this game, we'll go to a fourth game. Here's the serve by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Bryn Briscoe will set for Tyco. Tyo, it is. Back over to Versailles. And give Sage Luthold with the kill on that one. Sage Luthold is in there now. She gets the kill. Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve. It is a good serve again. Here's the set by Bryn Briscoe. Tayo hits it back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Tegan Forkamp, and Tegan hits it out of bounds. Keegan Fortkamp hit it out of bounds. Side out for Sales. 22-20. Full recovery by two. Trying to hang on here in this third game. Here's the serve now by Mia Eversole. Good serve. Keegan Fortkamp will set for Amara Pearson. Dinks it over. Tayo to Bryn Briscoe. Deep hit there by Baumholt. Callie Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. The hit, and it goes out of bounds. Point for Versailles. It's now a one-point game. Give the service point to Mia Eversole. It's now 22-21. Eversole serves again. Fort Recovery leads by only one. Good serve. Mara Pearson back to Versailles. Oh, nice dig there by Baumholt. Here's Tayo hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set. Back over by Sage Luthold, and Sage hits it out of bounds, and we have ourselves a tie at 22-22. 22-22, tie score. Fort Recovery calls time. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Jerry Kalp, he's here tonight watching his granddaughters play in Fort Recovery. Jerry's granddaughters are Brooke Briscoe and Bryn Briscoe, who are the daughters of Jackie Kalp Briscoe, Jared and Jackie Briscoe, who operate the Kalp Pharmacy location here in Versailles. So that was another service point for Mia Eversole. We have ourselves a tie score here in the third game, 22-22. Fort Recovery has to win this game to continue in the match. Good serve. Mara Pearson on the hit. Dug out by Brooke Briscoe. Here's Bryn Briscoe to Tayo. Tayo on the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Back to Versailles. Here's the set, the smash, and the kill by Cassie Baumholtz. That's only her second kill of the night. That makes it 23-22 now. And give Mia Eversole another service point. She has 9 service points on the night. She's done a nice job serving. Here's the serve again. Played by Tegan Fortkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will set for Follenkamp. And Follenkamp gets a kill. Side out, Lady Indians. Kill number 5 for Allison Follenkamp. Makes it a tie score, 23-23. Mara Pearson will serve. Good serve dug out by Versailles. Here's Bryn Briscoe setting for Tayo. Tayo on the smash and got the kill. Tori Tayo with her 4th kill. And that makes it 24-23. Side out Versailles. Here is match points. Serving match point is Lexi Magato. Magato's serve is good. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Kennedy Mollenkamp, a miss hit by Allison Follenkamp, and that's it. 25-23, Versailles wins the third game and wins the match. Congratulations to Versailles. Fort Recovery goes down 3-0 here in the varsity. They did win the reserve match 2-0. We'll give you a wrap-up in a moment right after we pause for this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Versailles, once again, Fort Recovery wins the junior varsity match tonight, 26-24, 27-25, two extremely close games, but Fort Recovery came out on top. Not the case for the varsity. They did have some close games, but unfortunately for Fort Recovery, they went to the Lady Tigers, 26-24. Versailles won the first game, coming from behind to win. And 25-17 was the score of the second game. Versailles again winning. And the last one went down to the wire, but Versailles won 25-23. Let me give you some unofficial stats here. For Versailles, Cassie Baumholt had two kills and one block. Brooke Briscoe for the Lady Tigers ended up with a total of seven service points on the night and had three service aces. Haley Porter had a total of six kills on the night. Kirsten Baumholt ended up with 13 kills on the night. She also had one service point. Lexi Magato ended up with a total of three service points, including one ace. Mia Eversole had nine service points, did a nice job serving this evening. Tessa Stammen had one service point. Bryn Briscoe ended up with 17 service points and four aces on the night. She had her serve going this evening. She also picked up three kills on the evening as well for Bryn Briscoe. Taylor Wagner had four kills tonight, and Tori Tayo had four kills as well. For Fort Recovery, looked like this. We had Kennedy Mullenkamp with five service points on the evening. Faith Wendell had seven service points, including one ace. Paige Guggenbiller had two kills and two blocks. Allison Fullenkamp with five kills and five blocks on the night. Nice night for Allison. Tegan Fortkamp had seven kills on the evening. She also had a total of one block and had two service aces for Tegan Fortkamp. Grace Klingshern ended up with a total of four service points and had two kills. Mara Pearson on the evening had five kills. And, I mean, normally she's been leading the Lady Indians lately in kills, but not tonight. Had five kills and had eight service points and one block for Mara Pearson. Kayla Heitkamp had one service point. Callie Wendell with five service points, all coming in that last game. Sage Luthold with a kill. And Audra Bupp had two service points on the evening. Fort Recovery drops to 3-6 on the year with the loss here to Versailles, 0-2 in the MAC, and Versailles improves to 7-2 unofficially on the year, if what I was given was correct, and they are 1-1 now in the MAC conference. Next Tuesday, we'll be bringing you the matchup between Fort Recovery and St. John's. And I believe that's from Fort Recovery, from the Fortside Fieldhouse next Tuesday. And then Thursday night is the match with Coldwater at Coldwater. Thanks to our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly for the radio station and Ava Shane for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to all of our fine sponsors you folks heard in the broadcast, including Cal Pharmacy, Wayne Oil, St. Henry Bank, Cooper Farms, and Hall Brothers Incorporated. And certainly thanks to all you fine listeners out there. Glad to have you tuned in to the broadcast this evening. That's going to wrap it up from Versailles High School. Again, Fort Recovery wins the JV match two games to none, and Versailles wins the varsity match 3-0. So from Versailles High School, Rob Weaver wishing you all a very pleasant good evening.